As celebrities and some high-profile women speak out more openly about stillbirth, the conversation in the community might be becoming a bit easier for some. But with 2,200 babies stillborn each year in Australia, that's almost twice the national road toll. A new study has revealed more than half of bereaved mothers experience stigma, and a third aren't comfortable talking about it openly. Caroline Winter reports.
Losing her daughter Sophia at 23 weeks broke Danielle Pollock's heart, but having a stillborn baby was only the start of her pain.
I felt that I lost friendship groups, there wasn't the greatest quality of care, and I was trying to work out why no one wanted to talk about probably the worst experience I've ever had in my life.
She was surprised to find little research on stigma and stillbirth and decided to fill the gap, hoping to shed some light on what mothers experience when losing their babies from 20 weeks gestation. Danielle Pollock's recently published study began in 2016 at the University of South Australia. Researchers surveyed 890 bereaved mothers in Australia, the US, UK and New Zealand. They used a recently developed stillbirth stigma scale to measure the extent, type and implications of the stigma being experienced.
It is the first time we've been able to quantify or really understand the extent of stillbirth stigma. Before, we've never been able to know that 54% of bereaved parents felt stigmatised after their stillbirth.
They also found stigma is higher in mothers who lose their first child and in those with low self-esteem. Around 80% experienced what's referred to as self-stigma, blaming themselves for the stillbirth. Two-thirds experienced perceived devaluation, where others made them feel like they weren't a mother. And more than a third felt they couldn't speak openly about stillbirth.
I think I cried when I saw that because it was a bit of validation that I wasn't alone.
Six babies are stillborn every day in Australia, almost 2,200 each year. Among them was Claire Ford's daughter.
An ultrasound machine was placed on my beautiful big pregnant belly at 40 weeks and her heartbeat was nowhere to be found.
She started the charity Still Aware in 2014 after realising information around risk reduction in pregnancy for stillbirth prevention could have changed everything.
I wish that somebody had had that conversation with me because I truly believe that a conversation would have in fact saved my daughter's life.
The federal government recently launched the National Stillbirth Action and Implementation Plan, which aims to reduce stillbirth by 20% in 5 years. Claire Ford says there's some good work being done, but Australia's stillbirth rate has remained effectively unchanged for almost two decades.
You know, since 2014 to now in 2020, we have seen a dramatic shift in the way we communicate about stillbirth. But of course, there's a long way to go in all levels of care.
Researcher Danielle Pollock says that communication starts during pregnancy but also after stillbirth and hopes her study will be used across the board.
I would like this work to be able to jump off and go, what can we do now? How can we support our bereaved parents to not feel so stigmatised? What are the best interventions to support our bereaved parents?
That's South Australian researcher Danielle Pollock ending Caroline Winter's report. And if you or someone you know needs help, SANS is a service for miscarriage, stillbirth and newborn death support. They're on 1300 072 637.